A fresh voice note in the chat, this time on Culture File. Douglas Gordon is a Scottish artist known particularly for employing cinema as a medium and a subject in works such as his zonked Hitchcock hack, 24-Hour Psycho. Gordon's latest show in London includes sightings of that key work, but also spills out of the gallery into the streets of central London and even onto the underground, interesting itself four decades later as much in words of love as depraved killers. This is Orit Gat's voice notes.
Pick up the old ring phone mounted to the wall by the entrance to Gagosian Gallery in London and listen to the voices reading the same sentence in multiple languages. From the moment you hear these words until you kiss someone with brown eyes, a woman, from the moment you hear these words, then the same thing in Italian, in German. Those same words appear on the wall just by the phone, a text artwork for those too shy to pick up the phone in a gallery. It's not just the kissing and the brown eyes. There's a romantic tone to much of Douglas Gordon's new exhibition. It's called All I Need Is a Little Bit of Everything, and the gallery is full of text works in different forms. Vinyl lettering on the wall, neons, words engraved into the wall, specifically a huge one at the entrance reading, I am the author of my own addictions, with all the plaster left over scattered on the floor underneath it. The words hang in the air. Take me, I'm yours, in Times New Roman font by the floor of the next room. I have forgotten everything, interspersed with the same line in French, j'ai tout oublié. The words scattered and repeated on the whole wall, life after life after life, left to the viewer to continue. When you move language out of its place, out of context, the words end up taking on whatever meaning you see. There's a long tradition of art and text, where artists introduce language into the exhibition space, knowing that a viewer is not a reader, that those words shift and change and develop a much more elusive, suggestive meaning when shown. In 1967, American artist Bruce Nauman made a very famous swirling neon work reading, The True Artist Helps the World by Revealing Mystic Truths. I look at a photo of it to confirm the exact wording, my head tilting to the right even when looking at an image. In the early 2000s, Tracy Emin made a pink neon heart, and inside it, writing in cursive blue, Love is what you want. How do you read these works? Do you read them like a book? Or like a street sign. I say there's a romantic tone to it all, and it comes from this suggestive, dreamy quality that words take on when you read them, that is, when you encounter them in a gallery.
Next station, Tottenham Court Road.
Leave Gagosian and walk up Davis Street. You can catch the Elizabeth line from Bond Street to Tottenham Court Road. Take the escalators up, where you'll see a new public video work by Gordon called Underground and Overheard, all in one word. In the video, sentences run across a black background. It's so minimal, almost unobtrusive. It has no sound, so the station's life becomes the soundtrack. The sentences go, remember me, I remember you. Nothing can be hidden forever, and nothing will be the same. There are phrases in many languages, multiple alphabets, in a single spirit of something pretty, loose, and impossible to define, here is where we all meet. This animated video work combines these text works with what is Gordon's main medium, film. The Scottish artist has made an upward of 40 videos since the 1990s, and there are two video works at Gagosian. Or you could say one video work, the other is many works in one. The new video, 2023 East-West Girls Boys, also all one word, is a close-up of an eye with a word printed on it. For example, non-stop, bang, girls, boys, windmill, majestic, playland, naked. It comes out of the iris as if it's what the eye sees or something projected onto it. Looking at it feels uncomfortable and intense and way too close. Oh, and it's slow, slower than blinking. The other is a huge installation, an ongoing piece begun in 1999 called Pretty Much Every Film and Video Work from About 1992 Until Now. The title explains it all. It's a massive circle of screens, computer monitors, televisions, iPhones and iPads, flat-screen TVs, and those chunky old square monitors, each of which shows one of Gordon's previous video works. Whenever he makes a new film, he adds a screen to it and sends a file to the museum that owns this installation. When I am there, Gordon's most famous work, 24 Hour Psycho from 1993, in which he slowed down Alfred Hitchcock's famous 1960 thriller Psycho to 2 frames per minute, meaning it runs for 24 hours, is in the credit section, so its effect is quite dimmed. Beyond it, I recognize feature film from 1999, where a double projection focuses on the head and hands of a conductor, splitting the action from the emotion showing on his face. He's conducting the score to Hitchcock's Vertigo, no sound, no tension. There are dozens of screens showing different works, from a video of a stranded boat floating along a river to other pieces appropriating old Hollywood cinema. The sounds clash. There's music and steps, chatter and a bagpipe, a metallic hiss. The display is not linear, and there isn't a list of films included. It's a jumble, an intensity. What does a body of work look like? Here is a new suggestion. This is a video work, but it's not meant to be watched, really. Experienced may be a better term for it. It feels related to my question on how to read the text pieces. The answer is you approach this work without any cynicism, allowing it to be overwhelming, tender, and still elusive. It's a lesson in looking at art. Sometimes you have to let things remain undetermined, even if they feel like they should be easy to read. On the building's front facade are a few vinyl texts. It's coming as you turn toward the gallery from Davis Street. I just want to talk to you on the other end. Only when I leave and turn the corner do I realize that it's only half the work. It starts, "It doesn't matter who I am," and wraps around the building's corner. "It doesn't matter who I am. I just want to talk to you." On the couch in front of 2023 East West Girls Boys is a small pile of postcards reading, "Dear, I know you're not there. Yours, Douglas." I take 3. I want to send one to someone who is not there. Another small gesture of romance, like getting off the tube and thinking about someone you remember. If I send it, I'll be keeping this exhibition moving through the world.
Orrit Gatt's voice notes there, and Douglas Gordon's All I Need Is a Little Bit of Everything runs at Gagosian Grosvenor Hill, London, until March 15th, and the screen work Underground Overheard is on display at the Dean Street entrance to the Elizabeth Line at Tottenham Court Road Station.